From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Back in 1957, when the Soviet Union launched Sputnik into space, it made China's leader Mao Zedong question his own country. It said that he asked whether China could be regarded as a great nation if it couldn't even shoot a potato into space. Well, now, as the U.S. shuttle program winds up, Beijing is shooting for the moon with more than a potato. China is only the third country to put someone into orbit after the U.S. and Russia. And as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing, it has grand plans for space.
3 years ago, to huge applause back on Earth, a Chinese army colonel waved a national flag as he floated out of an exit hatch into space. Zhai Zhigang became the first Chinese astronaut to do a spacewalk. I feel very good were his first words. This moment was another step towards the realization of China's grand ambitions in space. It's due to launch Tiangong, the first module of its own space station, later this year, as well as performing its first in-orbit docking attempt. Beijing hopes to put a robot on the moon by 2013, then a man on the moon. Dean Cheng from the Heritage Foundation describes Beijing's aims.
What we have seen, again, in reporting, as opposed to official documents, seems to be a group of Skylab-type Tiangong stations to be followed by a Chinese version of the International Space Station, which would suggest that China is aiming for a long-term human presence in Earth orbit. Given past Chinese history, which is that their missions always last longer, weigh more, achieve more, it is quite likely that the Chinese would try to set up some kind of longer-term presence on the moon, measured in weeks or maybe months.
In 1970, China's first satellite blasted the Maoist anthem, "The East is Red," from space. Space has always been political in China, a statement of the country's scientific and technological prowess. Nowadays, money is being invested not just in space exploration, but also in space education. That is clear at this brand new $6 million space center for kids. Elementary school kids sit in a miniature launch control room, intent on their computer screens. They're carrying out a simulated rocket launch, complete with their own astronaut, or taikonaut as they're called here. He was chosen from the group for his lack of dizziness after spinning round on an astronaut training machine downstairs. With its patriotic films about heroic spacefarers, this center is certainly stoking pride in China's space exploration. China's space program will be better than America's, says 10-year-old Ding Reizhe. But the man in charge of educational outreach, Zhang Guan, voices doubts.
China's only just figured out how to send people up to space and bring them back safely.
Government agencies and scientists turned down NPR's repeated requests for interviews. But China's chief spacecraft designer, Qi Fa-ren, has spoken publicly about the space race with other developing countries, mentioning India and Pakistan. He described China's challenges.
We urgently need to launch more spacecraft to fulfill domestic demands regarding economic development, national security, and energy needs. There's a big sense of urgency. We need confidence, but at the same time, we need to feel a sense of crisis.
China's president, Hu Jintao, says China wants to cooperate in space with other countries. He's emphasized China's peaceful use of space. But suspicions were raised after China destroyed an obsolete weather satellite 4 years ago. Since then, it's held two more exercises, conducting what was effectively an anti-satellite test and bumping two satellites together. Dean Cheng explains why this is significant.
All of this is basically the sort of thing that you would be doing if you wanted to demonstrate a capacity to threaten other countries' space assets. Given the very high dependence of the United States on space systems for everything from reconnaissance to navigation to communications and weather prediction, this is a clear signal to the United States that its unchallenged control of space is over.
As China's economic and military might grows, it's been behaving more assertively in maritime and territorial disputes. Now, China may already be beginning to flex its muscles in space, too. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.